Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features Tennessee Valley writers reading in their own voices. As we all listen to the news about tragic events that have taken place around the beginning of this year, the city of New Orleans is on our minds. Poet Alan Burkett has used the old French poetry form called a sestina to gather his thoughts about this unique southern city.
New Orleans gumbo. In New Orleans, where jazz notes kiss the dawn, a sunrise weaves its tail in hues of gold, gilding the Mississippi's slow embrace. The city wakes, a slumberous ballet. Balconies adorned with Creole dreams, unveiling stories as the morning unfolds. Bourbon Street awakens, its secrets unfold. A symphony of colors heralds the dawn. On wrought iron galleries, the city dreams. As morning tiptoes, a story dipped in gold, the jazz crescendo, a vibrant ballet, a river's rhythm, an ancient embrace. Mossy oaks stand witness, nature's embrace, guardians of stories waiting to unfold. Creole cottages whisper in the ballet, as the crescent city awakens to the dawn, a carnival of light, a palette of gold, where reverie and reality blend in dreams. In the French Quarter, where voodoo dreams, the scent of chicory coffee lingers in embrace. Flickering gas lamps bathe the streets in gold, a mystic aura where mysteries unfold. The mighty river mirrors the blush of dawn as the city rises to a specter's ballet. Beneath the street lamps, a nocturnal ballet where echoes linger and history dreams. The ghostly remnants of a bygone dawn, echoes of Storyville in a nostalgic embrace. Sidewalk tales and jazz tunes unfold in the silhouette of streetlights, a shimmering gold. A riverboat glides, its paddle wheels gold, a timeless waltz in the steamy ballet. Past and present collide, stories unfold as the city spins its tales in twilight dreams. Creole spices linger in a culinary embrace. A gumbo of flavors in the morning's dawn. The sun ascends, casting warmth in gold. New Orleans, in a sestina's ballet, whispers stories as a city's dreams unfold.
After retiring from a career in the defense industry as a senior intelligence analyst, Alan Burkett turned to writing fiction and poetry. He's currently working on his first novel. In the past, Alan joined the Bacchus by the River crew in Decatur to help celebrate Mardi Gras there, and he says he misses them this year. If you would like to hear Alan's poem again, you can find it on our website, WLRH.org, or our mobile app. Just click on Sundial and explore our archives there. And we'll bring you a new episode of the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.